Oh, hi, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. You just heard a little bit of Be Afraid with a couple songs off the album The End Looks Like Prosperity. Okay, so we're going to do take two live in studio with us right now. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell, The Arbuckles in the Lounge.
I can't believe we screwed up in front of the talent scouts. Lower back hurts. Do another load of laundry. Broken dryer.
Thank you.
vocals. Thank you. Clap, please. This is a new one that lovely Rhiannon is singing.
Thanks, Rhi.
There, I said it. I still love you, or the memory of you. To walk through life and wonder, think of things I've seen. To lay in bed and wonder if you're thinking about me. Are you thinking of me? Of loving you. So walk through life and wonder what the heck that I did wrong. I still sit around and write you all of these goddamn love songs. Take them with me if I ask you to.
Songs about love in a row. Woo. This is a song about sad. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Jay, for solving our problems in life and love.
Yes.
When I'm on the clock, I try to stop my thoughts. It gets to be a lot, and I way rather not think of all the ways that I've got people paid. Feel ashamed. Why do I act this way? What if I didn't exist? What if
if I didn't exist, if I didn't exist. Blah, 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 blah. Why do I fucking care? What's the fucking point? What if I didn't exist? What if I didn't exist? What if I didn't exist? If I didn't exist, if I didn't exist, woo! What if I didn't? If I didn't exist, if I didn't exist.
That was sweet.
See, we can harmonize.
Okay, stop talking. Ever paying attention to me, please. Pay attention to me, please. Except all the next songs, Nick starts on guitar, so we gotta wait for him anyway. Come a little bit closer, hear what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we can dream this night away. There's a full moon rising, and it's shining in your eyes. Let's go out and feel the night. Cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. I watched you from afar. Those words, I love you with all my heart. It's getting late. Now I'm something. I wanna celebrate. But I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. But I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. With you on this harvest moon.
Ah, we nailed it.
We're having some fun tonight.
Kevin,
I said we're having some fun tonight. Sorry, you had a bit you wanted to do?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Tell a joke.
Fucking packed in here. You can't see it, but there's like 1,000 people in here. At least 2.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
Slow it down. now. I wanna know if there's a chance. If I could get my t-shirt back. It was a gift from a friend. I kinda like that band. I just want a chance to see you again.
Please let me go, it's in the past. There's not a chance I can take you back. Why won't you let me stand? I'll never be your friend. And that band just isn't all that great.
Alrighty, that was the Arbuckles. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back with the band to chat about life, universe, and everything very shortly. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Attention all writers, zine makers, artists, and musicians. Have you heard about the Anarchist Book Fair happening at UBC on March 20th and 21st? We're looking for all types of creatives to sell, give away, or trade. So if that's you, email Cora at sponsorship@citr.ca to book a table. This two-day event is for troublemakers and peacekeepers alike. So mark your calendars for March 20th and 21st so you don't miss the Anarchist Book Fair happening at the AMS Atrium.
How come Andrew gets to get up? If he gets up, we'll all get up. It'll be anarchy.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Kalalalalam is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kalalalalam aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kalalalalam.ca, or Instagram at kilalalelum to learn more or donate.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Welcome. I'm Sue Joaquin.
Do tanse. Ichuao. Iswao.
Ahlo sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tai Tai Tan.
You are invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Of Eric's Trip. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM.
You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell in the studio with me. You just heard them play live about a moment ago, very short time ago, in the lounge area. Now we're in Studio A, the main studio, the Arbuckles. Welcome.
Woo!
Yay. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming. And do you maybe want to introduce yourself or one another? I don't know.
Sure.
Just for people out there on Radio Land. Yes.
Well, yeah, out there in Radio Land. I'm Kevin, bass and singer guy.
I'm Ree. I play one of the guitars and I sang one of the songs.
I'm Jamie. I mess up the drums.
My name is Nick. I play guitar and I do most of the work.
Shut up!
You didn't carry a single piece of gear in here.
You broke all of your equipment.
So that's we can argue about it. But maybe start with the how the band got started and the name of the band. It's Arbuckles, and I see like Garfield. There's a little bit of Garfield on the band camp photos. There's some theming. And for those that don't know Garfield. John Arbuckle is the name of the owner.
John Arbuckle, the cartoonist, owns a cat named Garfield who's large, and Garfield loves lasagna, and John Arbuckle, he hates him, and John Arbuckle
How did you come to name of the band?
So it started as like, well, its first incarnation was just like, you know, I just got a guitar and I wanted to like learn how to write like pop punk and power pop songs. So it was like me, Nick, and another friend of ours. This was like in 2012.
Okay.
And it was a three, you know, I wrote two songs that were explicitly Garfield theme. One was called I Hate Mondays, and I can't remember the other one. And then we did a Ramones cover, and Nick was on drums, and it was like his first time ever playing drums. And yeah, so that was the thing. We did one show. It was at my 19th birthday.
Oh yeah,
and then that was all we did. And then it.
What were you called then, or was there?
It was the Arbuckles.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
I went into it, and then
band go way back.
Yeah, and that was 1.0, and then it carried on. Just sort of, it came and went. It was just the one show. It was there, and then in 2018, I started just like playing around, writing songs for like a solo project of doing like pop punk again after being in like various hardcore and indie bands and stuff for a while since in between those two points. And then I was just like, well, I have that name sort of locked and loaded. And then, you know, I went to go check. I was like, oh, I wonder if the URL is taken on Bandcamp.
Okay.
It's not. Oh, I wonder if there's another Arbuckles on Spotify. There isn't. What the?
Okay.
So is that. So in this incarnation, it started as a solo project in 2018. And I just have a childhood fondness of Garfield.
Right.
And I think John Arbuckle is like a sad sack. He's a good like pop punk character because he's a sad sack and he has a cat and he's a nerd. And so I just like, I find him and I find it aesthetically pleasing. I guess.
Right. And it worked. I mean, it's
yeah.
And like there's no other bands called that.
No, I was impressed.
I
was surprised by that. But so it was just a solo thing for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then honestly, it was CITR's own Russian Tim.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who he sent me a message sort of out of the blue, like late 2019, maybe early 2020. I had just like put out, you know, a five song thing of just solo stuff, just recording all the stuff myself and programming the drums and stuff. And he messaged me and he was saying like, oh, I really like this. You know, are you doing a live band? Are you going to be doing shows or anything? I was like, no, but I'll think about it.
Oh, okay.
And then he sort of like got me to seriously like, if one person likes that means maybe like eight people like it and so on and so forth. And so, yeah, just gradually. Yeah, because I was living in Langley at the time. Well, when I started it, I was living with Nick. And so at its heart, it's a Langley band, you know, fundamentally. You know, and that's important. And then just gradually picking up like, oh, it was me. And then I, you know, showed Nick a couple songs. He's like, these are good. Let's do some together. And then we just sort of learned that Jamie played drums after being friends with him for a while. We were like, well, let's do that. And then once we started practicing in earnest, I always wanted Ree in it, but Ree was living in England at the time.
Oh.
So we just had to wait. Yeah, and, you know, so we did some, like, shows as a three-piece, but knowing that I was like, in, like, a year, Ree will come in, and then she'll join it, and then...
It's in the liner notes of one of the last EP as a three-piece, where it's just like, thanks to Ree for eventually being in the band.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Slightly longer history than expected.
That's good.
I know.
I'm super key. I mean, so like, Russian Tim has a lot. So was he playing your solo songs on the show? They must be.
I think he did once or twice. I looked into it once he was doing it because I had never like met him.
Yeah.
I knew the name. Nicest guy in the world and very passionate about what he's doing. And so he added me to the playlists and stuff that he was doing.
Yeah.
And I say, you know, and occasionally, you know, you can go on Bandcamp and see the metrics of, oh, who clicked on what, where. And so I saw that I was getting like, I got like one listen from a thing this day. And it came from, you know, the CITR website there.
Okay.
Yeah, I got linked to or whatever. So I was like, oh. Okay, there's something here. There's something here. You know,
And so, and when did the band play the first show? Like, as a band, maybe not all four of you, but...
It was the last... It was April 19th of last year.
Right.
It was our first show at the Lido with your last guest, Sylvia Platters.
Yes, right. Okay, right.
So.
And we're... Was you said like 2018 because that would have just been the beginning of COVID.
That was long before. A couple years before.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you didn't play before that though.
No. I as a solo thing, it was just good. I had no like plans on doing live shows until even when me, Jamie, and Nick were first jamming. We were like, maybe we'll try playing some shows. We were just like, seeing how we felt about it. And then like after like a year of like off and on practicing, cause there were times where, you know, we didn't practice for 2 months cause we were just tired or moving or getting married or something. Yeah. so, you know, and that all takes time. So, but
and you have a pretty new release, Scientific Progress.
Yeah,
that came out like in January, so a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was recorded with, I think, what did I see here?
Marissa.
Marissa, and a master by Jordan.
Yeah.
How were these songs? Were you have them for quite a while or?
A couple of them we wrote pretty close to when we recorded of them, but the bulk of them were just because our last thing we did, that was just three songs.
Yeah.
We recorded those on our own, just in the jam space in Jamie's dad's man cave, big metal, you know, gas signs and all that sort of stuff. The classic stuff. So we did it there. Yeah. It's all sorts of, you know, big pool table. It was fun kind of place. So we recorded it there, and we just kept it to the three songs that we knew the best because we were like, well, we don't want to if this ends up sounding bad, we don't want to waste our time. But then it ended up sounding okay, so we're like, well, let's do that. Yes, and then Marissa approached us after we played a last minute like fill in show at Redgate, and she approached us and said, oh yeah, I work at the Rain City. And explicitly wanted to work with us to record us stuff. And so I was like, well, cool.
Yeah.
That's nice. Let's do that. And so we planned for that. And
it sounds really good. Yeah, yeah. It's a good recording. And why Scientific Progress?
Good question,
actually. It's like nothing to do with Garfield.
Okay. So I have an obtuse naming process for all of my releases. So if it's three songs, it is designated as a Fat Cat three pack because that's the names of, they would have Garfield collections volumes 1, 2, 3 and the Fat Cat three pack. But if it was more than three songs, I would then name it after a Calvin and Hobbes book.
Oh.
So that one is, our most recent one is named after Scientific Progress Goes Boink.
Okay.
And then I have another one called The Days Are Just Packed, and another one called There's Treasure Everywhere, which are like 5 and 6 songs respectively, I think. And so, and just like I was saying, I just thought it was funny to just throw in another comic strip thing. It's what I like.
But those are the classics, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Calvin and Hobbes, fantastic.
So it's just a very obtuse naming convention that I'm the only one who notices it, and I'm the only one who thinks about it. But all that kind of stuff that just goes through my head constantly. I'm just, what would be a good name for a thing? And then I write it down somewhere, and then I forget it. And
do you write all the lyrics to the songs, or everyone? How does the songwriting?
Just say yes.
Yes. Well, for the most part, if we're the ones singing it, usually we wrote the bulk of the lyrics for it. Nick, you can take a couple answers. I'm doing all the talking.
Nick, what are you? What are you
talking to the mic.
Yeah.
We've all got our own. If we're singing it.
Talking to the mic. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's good. You got it.
Relax. Take a deep breath. if we're singing it, we're usually writing it. It is how do I say it? Oh, fuck, Kevin. I wasn't ready for this.
Collaborative?
Yeah.
Collaborative, yeah.
Right.
We all take our time, and hopefully we're waiting for Jamie to write a song. That would be wonderful.
Work in progress. We'll get there
someday. But this is kind of like a KISS deal, where like everyone's kind of bringing their own thing to the table.
I've always been a big fan of like when, you know, each member has a very distinct voice and sound that they bring to the thing. like Nick said, with Kiss.
Yeah.
Or, as most people would probably say, the Beatles, but I would say Kiss. But yeah, where it's like you can identify, ooh, that's a so-and-so song. That's a so-and-so song. The Ergs do it a lot if we want to keep it close to pop punk sort of mm-hmm. realms. Blink, you know, you can tell the Mark songs from the Tom songs pretty easily. Awesome. Just yeah, do they have multiple singers?
The other guy doesn't have a pop voice, so you don't hear them ever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. Okay. But yeah, so yeah, we keep it that. But like, you know, if it's like, you know, we have a pretty slow output. So if it's like, all right, we've been practicing this song and we want to like play it at the next show, but it's like, well, I haven't written a second verse, then someone will just come up, throw some lines together. And
okay.
Then we'll beat it together and we'll come up with something. You know, and, you know, some of these are things that we've been sitting on for a long time. Like one of Nick's is just like an old one that we kind of used for like one show of an older band that we were in, and then we just repurposed it and changed the arrangement a little bit of it.
Didn't get to play it tonight.
We didn't get to play it because of the various things that was happening. Ree's song was an old one that she, you know, you wrote it.
Yeah. Well, I think that one was I think I wrote it on the tail end of a band that me and Jamie were in forever ago. So yeah, we've all been playing together in different bands for a long time, and yeah, lots of bits and pieces of that coming with us.
Yeah. What kind of music were you playing? Was it pop punk or different thing?
It's pretty much always been pop punk. Yeah.
It's always pop punk. Till we die.
Do you all love pop punk?
I do. Nick and I, we were in. Nick and I have been in a couple different things together. We had a like a nice fast like hardcore band together. We didn't write any of the music for it. It was our friend Trevor did it all, and he just told us what to play, and we were like, okay, and we played fast.
God bless him. Amazing musician.
Yeah. That band was called Nettle. You can get the demo on Slow Death Records at bandcamp.com. that was like a 2016. That was a little long time ago, but yeah, that one was. So yeah, I think we all came from just slightly different sort of arenas of that sort of thing, but you know, we have a distinct overlap in that we all, you know, we all like
pop punk.
Yeah. You know, we all like Blink or whatever. Yeah. But then, you know,
Is pop punk coming back, or did it ever go away?
I don't know.
Did it ever go away?
It never.
It's been back.
Yeah.
There's sort of this like Zoom. There was this sort of Zoomer resurgence, like sort of early COVID. The sort of, I don't know, Machine Gun Kelly kind of post Lil Peep Zoomer boom that kind of, which is nice because that kind of like flooded out into like, I think, the stuff that we listen to a little bit more.
Good music.
Yeah.
I'll say it. I don't care. I'll say it. I'd say it's like back-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
People are liking us now. There's, you know, every time we played like Redgate, there's always like a gaggle of 16-year-olds having fun with it, which is
easy chords back.
Well, in pop punk, it's like fun, right? I mean, it's like fun to watch. It's like good, you know. You can.
I think it's like
you got the catchy hooks, and
I think it's fairly evergreen too. Especially so much of it, like, well, just, you know, go back to the earliest things. It was like, well, Ramones are just doing like 60s pop songs played a little faster. And then in the late 80s and 90s, you get like the Ramones core bands that are just doing further pastiches of that, and the Riverdales and stuff like that. Very like, you know, sort of like not even 50s nostalgia, but 90s nostalgia for the 70s, 50s nostalgia. And it's like, because it's so like kind of anachronistic and it's like, just in its bones, like, I think that's why, like, you know, you could take those core things and you spread it out, throw your different influences on it, and you're like, yeah, okay, I like this, but I also listen to Built to Spill. So it's like, I like it when a guitar sounds weird, and I'm like, okay, cool, that's enough to like spin it to make it like cool. I think
it's a highly malleable genre. Fit whatever you want
to. And like, you know, when you say pop punk, like, everyone has a different first band that comes to your head, you know. So I try to always say, like, oh, yeah, we're pop punk. Not that kind. Not that kind. Not that kind. Maybe kind of that kind. you know, just because it's like, you know, everyone has a totally different idea about what it is.
Right. So. And at the show, on this show,
yes.
You did a cover of Harvest Moon by Neil Young. Whose idea was it to... It worked really well. I mean,
yeah,
shockingly.
Kevin did a great arrangement of that like,
a
long time
ago. Yeah. That was like, because when I was doing it as a solo project, I had just a stupid little system where I would do one cover. The first thing I did just to like practice the recording software is I covered I'm So Tired by Fugazi. And then just did, how can I do a punk arrangement of that and stuff. You know, go figure, take the quiet song and make it loud. And pop punk guys think that there's nothing more subversive than that, which I agree.
It's absolutely true.
So I would just have a thing where I would do a cover and then I'd do like a batch of original thing. And then I'd do another cover and I'd do another. And then one of the ones I did was, it was just Neil Young. I just really, really like that song a lot. I think he's like the greatest Canadian songwriter maybe ever. So I'm just like, it's good. And like, I came up with the arrangement for it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is a hit. And then like in the process of playing it then with the band eventually, like we even changed it a little bit more and did all that. And I think it's a good one. That could be our Boys of Summer.
Yeah, I got it. Well, I mean, you got to think about cover shows for like Halloween. That's coming up in 8 months.
I keep a running list of potential Halloween ideas. I have like six locked and loaded, ready to go for whoever wants to do it.
We'd practiced Green Day, American Idiot, like the.
We learned all of Jesus of Suburbia. Yeah.
Like the whole like 10 minutes.
Yeah, the whole 10 minutes. And we were thinking of like, let's do a Green Day set, but only do that song. Or something. Like that'd just be a funny bit to do. That's the thing about the Halloween cover sets. Everyone's giving away treats. No one's doing tricks.
Right.
So I think it's a good idea to do some tricks, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, say you're doing a Weezer set and then like only do like Red Album stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's like that's just a good idea. Come on, that's
what was the one like last year where there was the Daft Punk one where they just had like spray painted bicycle helmets.
Yeah,
they just hit play on a recording and just like danced around for the entire set.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Yeah, that sort of thing. Or,
it's Halloween. Red Gate's packed anyway, and people don't even know what the hell's going on.
Exactly.
Just happy to be there.
Yeah.
And what is the plan for the there's got a new record in January, so is there any sort of going around town outside of the city?
I think we're back to the songwriting process.
Yeah.
We've kind of been busy with the recording, the record release, playing a bunch of shows, doing that.
Well, we just moved into a new jam space, so we're like so I gotta take all that stuff back after work tomorrow.
This is the last you're gonna hear of us for a little while.
I know. We got like one show coming up. I don't know if it's been fully announced yet.
Okay.
The 18th. We're still figuring out. Either way,
18th of April.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
But we're just sort of writing stuff. There's couple things that I definitely want to do, but I don't have a timeline for it or anything yet. That's good. Sitting on the band fund for a while.
Yeah. No, fair enough. I mean,
building some interest.
You got like other things to do in life.
Yeah.
Right? Bitcoin.
We are writing. I mean, we just played a new song today.
Yeah. A brand new song.
We barely messed it up. Like, barely.
Barely messed it up. Yeah. So we're working on that. I'm going to be, That's kind of the only plan. I keep telling Nick to set up a show at the Legion in Aldergrove, but he keeps ignoring me.
Nick, I would love to do it. I am a proud Legion member and
associate.
Is it?
Yes, that's true.
Steel Valor.
Is it like a regular? I mean, is it? Have you seen bands there, or is it?
I seen a rap gig the other day. It was pretty wild.
Is it just one of?
So I went in like to chat with some of the members after, and they're like, I don't I don't like all the swearing. It's too, much, too much. But they're all really sweet people. I go there for breakfast a lot.
Right.
And it would be fun to have more music out in the suburbs.
Exactly.
You know? Nice. Yeah, that's... Is it just a matter of, like talking to the to the people there? It's just, like, I'm in a band.
He's
I'm
a busy tired. Guy. He's a busy, tired guy.
I complain about it too much, but I do be tired.
No, it's fine. I tease him, but I don't love – I love you, Nick.
All right. Well, let's kick into the fun and games section.
Oh, I love the games.
Well, and I think you know what game we're going to play.
What game are we playing?
Quiz. Okay, well, I guess we'll start with the little theme song and then we'll come back from it.
Oh, yeah.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
So, quiz from hell. It's a little game that we play. If you remember, there used to be a very popular thing back like 6 years ago, like on BuzzFeed, where like a personality test where you answer a bunch of questions like, what color is your, you know, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite dog? And then it tells you which Friends character are you. And, or like, you know, or what breakfast sandwich are you? But the one that we're going to do, it's not on Buzz, because BuzzFeed is kind of, you know, I don't know what
washed.
So we found something else very similar, and the quiz we're going to play very obviously is which Garfield character are you?
That's great.
That's good.
That only makes sense. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and you can either answer, discuss amongst yourself, and answer as a band, or take turns, or whatever. You just have to decide.
Okay.
If who's going to answer or come to some sort of consensus or fight. Yeah.
Well, I think one person should take it, and I think it should be Jamie.
Okay.
Why me?
We should all morph together in a horrible mess of...
Mind melt.
Doing the mind melt.
Yeah. We'll fuse into each other in a grotesque abomination to God.
So our team, we're going to do it as a team.
Yeah.
So there's 10 questions. We'll get started.
10? I didn't sign up for this.
We got time. We got 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So pick a cartoon character from the following. You got Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny, Homer Simpson, Snoopy.
I'm voting Bomer.
I'd go between Snoopy and Homer.
Homer. So.
I was going to say between Homer and Bugs.
Well, we got
it sounds like it's three Homers.
Homer.
All right. Homer. Easy.
We're melded.
There are no wrong answers.
Okay.
Unless, which character would you not want to be?
Normal? Homer. I don't know. Is it who we want to be, or is that? Or is it just pick one?
Well, no. This is an intense AI algorithm.
Garfield's
obviously.
Too obvious. Yeah. I'm angling for normal. I'm picking the normal questions.
Yeah.
Is Homer a normal answer?
You're playing.
But like, is there a character that you want to be and a character that you don't want to be picked?
Oh.
Like, who is your favorite Garfield character versus who you're most hated?
I like. In U.S. Acres.
From Volume 3 of Garfield.
In the offshoot strip, U.S. Acres. I don't know if you remember that one. They had, segments on, the animated series. Yeah. Whereas the pig and there was, the egg that had, the legs poking out from the bottom.
I sort of remember. Yeah.
Okay. Something from that. Just to, flex on them.
Oh, right.
Wow. Right. So
actually, okay.
Garfield lore.
Pookie is my answer. The bear.
Right. Because I think the cartoon, they would have that, the farm, forgot what it's called.
U.S. Acres.
U.S. Acres. Yeah. Anyways, okay, we'll get back to the quiz. There's 10 questions. We'll need to win.
Okay.
Well, and now here we go. And this is interesting because the answer is not what you think. Pick your favorite color. Red, blue, green, pink. No orange.
That's interesting.
Red, blue, green, and pink. What is the band's...
Pink's good.
I like pink. Yeah, pink is good.
Let's do pink.
Kitty nose.
Oh yeah. My god, my kitties.
I like pink.
All my kitties at home.
Oh no.
Basil Jimbo, I'm going to be home soon.
question 3. If you're just tuning in to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hall, I'm in studio with the Arbuckles. We just played live on the program a bit earlier. And now we're playing a little game called Which Garfield Character Are You? And question number 3 is pick your favorite movie genre. Comedy, sci-fi, horror, romantic.
I mean, it's horror for me.
Romantic.
It means between sci-fi and comedy.
Oh, it's a
comedy. I don't know if I can budge on this one. Okay.
Comedy.
How about dark comedy?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll
go with comedy.
I would say horror.
I go with comedy.
I don't really make comedy movies anymore.
No, nothing's
not like
anymore.
They used to.
No.
Bring them back.
So what are we picking?
Yeah, comedy. Yeah. I like comedy. To laugh.
Okay.
This isn't for marks or anything, so.
Well, you know. it's from Poe. It's from Poe Prof's quizzes.
I don't
know.
A superpower you would love to have. Superpower you love to have. Super speed, flying, telepathy, breathing underwater. Super speed, flying, telepathy, and or breathing underwater. Where are we going with that one? Is there like a Garfield character that was?
I always wanted telepathy, but that's a cringe answer. Sorry.
Okay.
That'd be flying.
So yeah. In the children's novel series, Garfield Pet Force, they make the characters like superheroes, and they fight these
flies, right?
I don't remember. I can't remember the specific. I remember that the villains in the first book were called the Pie Rats, and they were like humanoid rats.
Pie Rats.
Pie Rats.
I just got it. Sorry.
Yeah, they all had like powers, and he ate lasagna to get buff or something like that. Anyway, flight.
Flight.
Yeah, flight.
Flight.
Flight. Flight.
All right.
Yes. It's gotta be flight.
It's practical.
We would have gotten here so much quicker.
Yeah.
More time to sound check. More time to
hover
restring
down
the guitar.
Hover down with our gear, not have to mess with the elevator. Mm.
This one might be tricky because it's asking for what is the color of your eyes? Black, blue, hazel, green, or brown? You have to take the
air. Blue, brown, hazel.
Oh, man.
Blue wins.
Blue wins.
Right.
Blue wins. Another thing I was looking up.
Okay, so there was a good visual bit there for all the listeners at home that... Nick went in for a bump, and then Ree just absolutely left him hanging. So everyone, give Nick your energy right now.
Send Nick a mental fist.
Close your eyes and lift your hands in the air, especially if you're driving.
Bomb from Dragon Ball Z.
And if you like visual bits, go watch TV.
it's good right now.
Yeah, TV honestly rocks.
So the next question makes me wonder who wrote this quiz. Other than AI, ChatGPT, which age group do you fall? 10 to 5.
Yes.
15 to 20.
Wait, is this open book?
20 to 25 or above 25.
We're all above
25. Yeah, I think it's above 25.
We're all 30 and 30.
God.
It's fair enough. Another thing I looked up. Do you know the comic strip Heathcliff?
Yes.
Did you know that it came before Garfield?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I thought you're directing them
at me now when it's about comic strip history. I've noticed.
Well, because yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have jumped in with like a sudden
moment. Yeah. It predates Garfield. I can't remember by exactly how long. For the listeners at home, Heathcliff is also an orange cat, but it's a single panel, Far Side or
Family Circus.
Family Circus style, single panel gag. Almost uniformly, they are completely awful, the Heathcliff comics, except in the past couple of years, I think like the creator's like crazy grandson has taken over and like it's just become like an absurdist like.
Okay. See, you do know a lot.
Was the other one like Nancy? I think is one of the other ones that's kind of like that, where it's like gone extremely.
Nancy.
Extra silly over the last couple.
Yeah,
years.
Nancy's gotten good over the past couple of years. Okay. The original, like Nancy from the '30s, is like still the original Ernie Bushmiller strips.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, only
reason I think of Heathcliff, obviously another orange cat, and it's kind of like a little bit, grumpy.
So
a little bit grumpy.
Planning on starting a rival band.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
The Heathcliffs. That's also okay.
It could be a good band name.
It could just be this band, but like maybe something backwards or stretch instruments.
Everyone rotates instruments.
Rotates instruments, and then we just play like straightforward.
Or what is? I mean, unless you know the name of the owner of Heathcliff.
I don't.
Maybe the last name, you know, the...
Come on, Kevin.
Oh, it shows over, yeah.
I know.
Oh, no.
Did
you lose?
Oh, no, a dessert you can eat all day.
Oh.
Apple pie, carrot cake, hummingbird cake. I know. Banana pudding.
What is hummingbird
What's a hummingbird cake?
Hummingbird cake, obviously.
Yeah, I love hummingbird cake.
It's well, where... they're small, so you can eat them all day.
You small, yeah.
For breakfast.
Yeah, okay.
They're really fast, so you gotta grab them real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up in a bit.
It's hard to make a vegan hummingbird, but you know, it's possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the beak.
We're very down to the wire now. Three more questions.
Okay.
So you can find out who you are. Pick your preferred clothing style. There's classic. What's classic?
Classic.
Relative to
casual.
Okay.
Minimalist or retro.
Oh.
Is classic just means like... average person on the street.
But how's that different from casual?
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
maybe like old school.
But then what's retro?
Classic?
Yeah.
Maybe casual is like athletic wear. Yeah.
Maybe this is written by a 10-year-old.
It's possible.
Classic. You know, I'm willing. Okay, from now on, we do a Justin Timberlake. We're suit and tie, classic Barney mode.
Okay.
And then we go classic.
Okay.
We all dress to the nines
for the rest of our shows.
See, yeah. I always want to dress classic, but I never have the occasion.
Yeah. I'm always dressing casual when I should be dressing
classic.
You gotta
dress for the job you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be classic. Yeah.
Something in right. the night, and I'm going and.
Which job attracts you? Chef, actor, lawyer, or doctor?
Chef. Cooking rules.
Yes, I said chef. Yeah,
I love chef. To cook.
No, I'm not gonna say my joke.
are any of you good cooks or?
I'm an okay cook.
Yeah,
I like to bake and cook, and I think I'm okay at it.
Very humble. He's.
What's your favorite thing to make?
Mostly like stews, curries, nice. Like really hearty dishes with like multiple delicious. Steps where they simmer on the stove all day.
Yeah,
it's a good time for them now.
Jamie's a good cook.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Master the slow cooker.
Yeah. I use a pot.
Oh.
I don't use a slow cooker.
No shortcuts.
Absolutely not.
Nice.
We'll say chef.
Chef.
Be the bear.
And the final Disney question. Plus. So it's all dependent on it. Use your knowledge of Garfield to answer this question.
Okay.
Because it does not apply at all. Which social media app do you use the most? Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, or Twitter?
I guess. Well, Kevin's
Twitter a prolific
so much that
Twitterer. So.
I wouldn't say I'm prolific. I got in a fight with Mannequin Pussy once, but that was it. It's fine.
X.
Yes.
X.com.
X.com.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the one.
Yeah, we'll say Twitter. Yeah. Right. Oh, I also run the Instagram. So
the Instagram's the real answer.
The Instagram's Yeah, we'll say Instagram.
Okay.
Just because I use the Arbuckles Instagram, the period Arbuckles on Instagram.
Follow.
I'm gonna get back up to posting like Juice WRLD lyrics in like sad fonts every couple days again. I was doing that for a while, and now I got to do it again.
Gotta build some buzz.
Yeah.
For our next.
All
show.
Right. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell is the program. If you're just joining us, I have just given the band The Arbuckles the greatest quiz of all time. Which Garfield character are you, are they, the band? And after 10 grueling questions where there's debates and deep thoughts...
Knowledge
transferred. We found out about Heathcliff and other things.
Curries.
And curries and stews. The answer is, okay, so we come to a conclusion. You're honest and do not tolerate any nonsense from anyone.
That's true.
Not even for a second.
Oh, my gosh.
You're loyal, trustworthy, and upright.
Yeah.
Well, your youthful enthusiasm and sweet demeanor are your greatest strengths, making it easy for you to win people over. You may sometimes be underestimated because of your cuteness, but beneath it all, you are full of confidence and charisma. You are normal.
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah! Come on!
We did it!
We won.
We got the right answer.
Didn't even study.
Hang on. Whoa. I was hoping for Odie, but Nermal is good too.
Yeah.
So you did. Yeah. So that's how you played Quiz from Hell. That is that is the answer that you wanted. There are what other characters? Like, there's the mailman.
There is a mailman.
He gets attacked by Garfield and
so that you probably don't want
get shredded.
You probably don't want to be that character.
No. Or Lyman, which is John's roommate.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's the one who like mysteriously disappears.
Yeah. I read about that.
Yeah, he just he just stopped drawing because he couldn't come up with any like roommate ideas.
Yeah.
For, like,
and I think
there
are
no ideas for roommates.
I'm never going to accuse Jim Davis of being a creative or like interesting person, or talented or anything. I'm never going to accuse him of that. So he had a roommate character that is Odie's owner. And he just stopped drawing them one day.
I thought John was Odie's owner.
No, it's Lyman. He moved in with Odie.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He's just not. He's joked about don't look in. I'm doing quotes with my fingers. Everybody, he says, don't look in John's basement. Is the way he joked about it.
But not in actual.
No,
not in the script.
It is not textual.
Right.
We'll get the gritty reboot at some point and learn about it.
Nice.
Two for one.
Nice. The Arbuckles, thank you so much for coming in. That was great.
Thank you. The sound was great.
Yeah.
You can make the checkout to cash.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. How do people get a hold of you? Is it Instagram?
I'm told it's Instagram. At the period Arbuckles in Instagram, please ask us to play a show. We don't have a whole lot lined up except in April. We got one in there, but if you want us to play anything, we'll see. If you want us to do it, it's fine.
We'll play birthdays, weddings, bar mitzvahs, funerals.
Yeah.
Baby showers.
Yeah.
The opposite of a funeral.
And the Instagram is just at the Arbuckles?
At the period Arbuckles.
Okay. And the Bandcamp is the Arbuckles.
The Arbuckles at bandcamp.com.
Okay.
Bandcamp.com?
What's it say? Arbuckles.bandcamp. Did I say at?
That's the email address.
Yeah.
We're like an hour and a half past my bedtime.
Yeah. Yeah. And thanks to Jay Arner for sound engineering.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
You're the best. Yeah. You saved us.
Yeah. Oh, he's right there packing up.
Thanks to the crowd for being...
We had our friends here. Austin. Thank you, Devlin. Thank you, Megan. And everyone else who sort of popped in and looked around.
That's cool.
We had people popping in.
Yeah, it's a fun show, fun environment. Yeah, it was a good night.
And now we're dropping out of college, university, whatever this one is.
I'm done with this. I hate learning. I hate quizzes.
And now you can enjoy some music. Oh, I should talk about coming up next at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for that program. Any final things to let the – any last minute Garfield fact maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, drop us a bomb.
sorry to put you on the spot.
In like 20, I want to say 15, Jim Davis did his first like major published comics work for Marvel Comics by doing an issue of The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, in which the issue itself is like an in-universe zine as created by the characters. And Jim Davis did a series of Galactus making Garfield style comics about himself. That's fun. That's a good one. It's a good one. And that's the only non-Garfield work that Jim Davis has ever done.
Wow. Okay. And Jim Davis, he's still alive?
Yeah.
He's still alive. Okay.
Yeah.
It's been doing it for a long time. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Arbuckles. If you want to listen to this program, if you missed the set, if you want to do the quiz yourself, you can go to CITO.ca and do a search for the Arbuckles. Like tomorrow morning, it'll show up, or go to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hall or RadioHell.ca. They will all show up in dual time. And yes, until then, here's music and then copy and paste.